I'm in the back of a black limousine, provided courtesy of Mr. Hare, en route to the legendary stylist's salon and spa. I'm getting a do. We'd hoped to bring you this item last year, but the waiting list for Mr. Hare is minimum 6 months. After talking to all the right people and calling in a few favors, I finally got an appointment, only to be bumped by the provincial cabinet when a fall election was rumored. But my time has come. Last week, at 3 one morning, a hushed voice told me over the phone that I was in and that a chauffeur working for Mr. Hare would pick me up this morning. The windows of the car are opaque so that I will not learn the secret location of the most sought-after hairdresser in the world. And to think, he's here in Newfoundland, by my calculations, about 20 miles outside St. John's. Oh, it seems that we might be coming to a stop here. Yes, this is it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, my. What a joint. A Spanish colonial compound on beautifully groomed grounds.
Of course.
Including a hotel complex for those who opt for the 2-week complete body hair consultation and correction undertaken by the maestro and his team. Naturally, I had my hair done before coming to show up here in less than a... There goes Courtney Love. All the big stars come to Mr. Hare.
You killed Kurt! You killed Kurt!
I better watch myself. Here goes.
Good morning, Paul Moth. I have an 11 o'clock. It's through there?
Thank you.
Mr. Moth?
Yes?
Please take off your clothes and put on the sarong. Someone will be with you in a moment.
Thank you. Oh, man. Beautiful woman. Stars. Nay, entire constellations. Sharon Stone came to Mr. Hare before that big scene in Basic Instinct, and Richard Gere before...
Oh, Mr. Moth.
Oh, hello,
Natalia.
Hello, Natalia.
Why don't you sit?
Okay, thank you very much.
You're booked in for a back and shoulders, is that right?
Yes, and neck.
Okay. Before proceeding, I have to ask you a few questions to ensure that you're right for Mr. Hare.
Please, I hope, because, there's nothing in my background to suggest that...
First, who, in your opinion, had a better mustache? Omar Sharif in Dr. Zhivago or Dennis Hopper in Easy Rider?
Oh, Hopper, hands down.
Sexiest hair on the body?
For me, it's a slight down above a woman's ankle. But what's this got to do...
Who is in this photograph?
That's Champ Howard.
Good. Very good. Well, let's have a look at you. Stand up, please, and drop this around.
Okay. Sorry about that.
I see it all the time. Could you just turn around so I can get a look at your back hair? You didn't by chance once shave all the hair off your body.
Yes, it's amazing. It was back in the 80s. I did. I was being pursued, and I briefly took on another identity. You can see it was a rush job. Everything grew back in rather heavily.
You've got hairy palms.
That, well, I can't help myself.
We've looked over the complete hair history you've submitted, and we've decided we can do something.
I'm really gratified by that.
In back hair, there are a number of looks that Mr. Hare has deemed now. This catalog illustrates.
The Turk. No, don't like that.
How about Sitting Bull?
No. Oh, look, the All Norway.
It's not you. The Hurley.
Yeah, I kind of like it. The Hurley. Yeah, I like it.
You're right. It's the back look for you.
Great.
I sense you know Hare, Mr. Moth. I think Mr. Hare would approve.
Oh.
I think Mr. Hare would like you.
Well, I'm honored. Question, though.
Yes.
There are no mirrors. I find that odd for...
There's a complete trust between Mr. Hare and his clients. If we had to put up mirrors, what would that say about Mr. Hare's work?
True.
Okay, Elsa and Monique are ready for you.
So I won't actually be attended by Mr. Hare?
I'm afraid it's much too early in our relationship for that.
Oh, I understand.
Should there be any problem, Mr. Hare is always ready to intervene.
That's reassuring. Great. Well then, Natalia, I'm ready.
I'm afraid you won't be able to record during the session.
Oh.
Mr. Moss?
Yes.
You look great.
And you know, I feel great. They went with a lateral part.
I see.
The Man of Aaron, she called it.
It's distinct. It's Paul.
Paul, yes. Oh, the confidence this gives me, Natalia. I'm buoyed. I really am. I feel that I don't want to wear a shirt.
Don't.
Really? But what about business meetings, say? Is it okay to go shirtless?
With a Mr. Hare creation? I would think so.
Oh, well, I was so skeptical at first, but I've got to say that... Is there any chance that I could meet Mr. Hare?
That won't be possible. I'm afraid Mr. Hare is very busy.
Of course, sure. I understand. Thanks. Sorry I asked.